Okay, we're into Zichron Nishmas. Shlomo Tzvi ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi. May his Nishma ben Aliyah. Loyal to himself from Sechbi Yodayim. Perek Aleph, last Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Halach, Mishnah, Hey, Hamayim Shana, Nachlem, Matu, Bechem, Messiah, Ezra, Hagi, Luskin, Kisulim, Hamayim, Shanachlem, Gebeker, Mat Gilu, Messiah, Hagi, Luskin, Le, Lachmonios. Lachmonios are her rolls. Koidim, Afiyas, before you take them, Sulim, He washes them. He dips them in water to make it wet, in order to enhance their process, their baking process.
So he's
melacha. He takes a loaf of bread.
Takes
the isa. He dips it in water. Like a bagel. He dips it in water. Lachmonios. He dips the bagel in the water. Okay, the lachmonios. Koidem afiyasan pesulim. He dips the water. He dips matil. He takes this loaf. This
isa. I know what an achdam is.
A baker.
Yeah, he dips the bagel into the water. Go ahead.
And also, what else is disqualified? The water that he rinses his hands. Aval im uchshachum badiach es yoda b'hen kesherim. Oh, but he says aval im hanachta im badiach b'yoda b'mayim. If he rinses his hands and then he smears it,
pnei
hagiluskin.
And then he smears it.
So then the water is kosher. Sure. The water is not kamayim shabuklim b'yukhesi tayim shaloi nesabhem melacha. That's not called melacha. Melacha when you dip it in the water.
Af in mayim.
It's not disgusting. B'tilas yadayim. It does not become disgusting. Ram yesh. Some such in the kosher melacha heishikim kosher yadav shel hanachtam netulos mikoydem. Only time it's kosher is if his hands were clean. His hands were clean. But aval betvul yoyim. Let's say a tvul betoyvul b'chem stam yodayim psulim. But let's say the nachtoyim has stam yodayim. He came. He stam. He's walking in the street. Then the water is no good because then the yesh koyistim shafilu loha yodav yoyim the tulos. Some say no. Even if his hands were not clean, his hands were dirty.
That was the first one.
Stam lo nitmuha
ma'ayim b'minyasim. That was the first.
Shenil shenatil lechulim loy loyachmi v'chacham lo nitumo. That when it comes when you want to wash your hands, when you want to wash your hands, they're not makbet v'tumo.
They didn't.
The only washing hands in
the Chachamim were in machmir that for chulin that you needed to.
When you wash your hands for chulin, that your hands should not become tummy, even though the water was tummy. Stam yodayim, make the water into a rishon. Correct? A guy walks in the street, so his hands are stam yodayim. When he touches the water becomes a rishon.
Yeah.
Stam yodayim ashenios. And when shniyos touch water, so therefore the water is tummy. So it doesn't matter. When you wash netilas yodayim, even though you're washing your hands with water, which you know for a fact is a rishon, it doesn't matter. You can make a bracha of al netilas yodayim because you're not washing your hands for truma, you're washing your hands for chulin. And when you wash your hands for chulin, chazal na makbid, if you use water, that is a rishon.
Right.
Hakol kesherim liten liyadayim lishvech mayim al yodav shachaber lishem tilas. Everyone is kosher to go pour the water. Anyone like a levi, you have a berachas kohanim. Everyone is kosher liten liyadayim lishvech to pour mayim al yodav shachaber lishem tilas yodayim afilu chere shayt v'katan she'enem bineidas. It's okay. Everyone is kosher. Maniach chavis. Sheyesh b'mayim bein brach between your knees. Anyone can be the one who pours the water.
Afil chere shatav katan she'enem
bnei das
b'niach
chavis sheyesh b'mayim. Person can take a barrel of water which has water. Nu halacha nay halacha maniach chavis. You have a barrel sheyesh b'mayim bein brach your knees. Between your knees. Your knees called palm shayetsu amayim. You can manipulate the water on your knees in order the water should pour. You put if you have a very big barrel, you have a massive barrel, and I put the barrel on my knees. I sit down, I put the barrel. You need the picture book for this. And I put the barrel on my knees, and I go and I move my knees up and down, and I move my knees up and down. It causes the water, the barrel to shake, and the water spills over onto my hands.
Yeah, if you don't tell us yet of a mind, it's a wild scene.
We have to go get a picture book for this. And you can wash your hands. Maniach yachavis sheyesh b'mayim between your knees. Umenanea bibrachav, and you can shake your knees. Kol pam sheyetsu hamayim V'noitel es yada b'mayim. The water hayoytsi nimeno shachol since v'chum misayeh b'brachov. Since you're using your knees lishvach es amayim menachaves al yadav haray boim b'mayim al yaday al yadav mikoyach adam. That's kosh. That's valkul. It's coming from your koyach. Next, mat echaves shebizman anatil nishvach.
You skipped a line.
Sorry, mata chavez al tzida v'noitel. You can turn the barrel on its side. V'noitel yadav min amayim hanishpachim min achavez sh'af al pi shezman hanatil nishpachim amayim al yedaydayim me'alayim. I take a barrel and I turn it upside down. I turn it on the side, and now the water gushes out. I can now go and put my hands underneath the gush and wash my hands. Even though the moment when I'm washing my hands are getting wet. No longer am I doing a ma'isa. The ma'isa was done. The ma'isa was done a second ago. So normally when you wash, every single mice, the whole material is in the koch from your koch at that same moment.
You tip it, right?
You tip it. And then the water flows.
You tip the barrel and then it flows on your hands.
You can wash it.
So it's not your koyach. I think that's what he's trying to say. Yeah.
Right, it's not your koyach. Well, it's your secondary koyach. Right. It's your secondary koyach. The heater betchila as a chavis. Machma satiyas and do to the tilting. Nishpach mamayim in a chavis.
The heat.
It's okay. It's kosher. Good. Hakoyf noitel lidam a monkey. A monkey washing and shayin shrichim lukech adam amish and lukech noisim mubai. You just need a koyach. Any koyach, even the koyach of a monkey. Rabbi Yosi Paisel b'shnu b'shnei he disagrees. When you tip the barrel of a monkey. That boiling hot water is psulim for the tilas yadayim because it's called maaseh b'melacha. But let's say the baker when he dips his hands in the water, then he takes the water on his hands and he rinses the bagels. Kesheidim, because that's
water
not called
kosher. Kosher.
How called kesheidim lithim lithim? Everyone can be the one who pours the water. Between on your knees, v'noitel, and you can wash. Another halacha mat chavis al tzida. You can turn the chavis al tzida. Then
the spoon. V'noitel
yadayim. Next mission, next parak. Not al yodoy achas. Shleirotz al hatari al yad achas. Not al. You only want to wash one hand. Only want to wash one hand. So mashtifa achas. I feel even from one, only one pour. You don't have to do twice. Don't do three times. We do. Only one time. I feel mashtifa achas. Shleishafach al hamayim el pam achas. Yadoy tochara af al pish shleichoye bechli shir revius.
Ella
is less than revius. Ella sheboy machma shiore tarik. Yes, shiore tarik. Gardimin shiore tarik.
What does that mean?
It means that at least the revius. Ayin el perik ayin el aleph aleph, which means as long as originally there was a revius here. Originally, this utensil had a revius, and this water was used to wash someone else's hands. If you start off with a revius,
so why is he telling us again? We know this already, huh?
No, now he's teaching over here that if you only use wash one hand, only even wash one if one shtifa, the bare minimum. Alpha P, you really need a picture book for this. I have to go today after my shiur to go get a picture book to understand all these mishnayos. Af al pi shloi, how much more? How many? No, four korachim.
What?
I get a picture book. Clarity in this. Oaks and I already have my locker. Then we have to get after that. We have to get. We do all this already. Neither I'm not going to do. The tires. We didn't do the tires. They have it. I think they have it. Weiter, yeah. L'shtei yadayim, even though he's called Mishir Tire next. L'shtei yadav, Mishtif Achas, next halacha, nay halacha. L'shtei yadav, Mishtif Achas. Not al shtei yadav, Mishtif Achas. You wash two hands from one rinsing. K Okay, so you can put both hands together like this, and someone can pour upon one shot. You don't have to wash one hand.
He disagrees.
Hayim tahiros. Aval pi yishein bechli revius. Even there's no revius. Ela shabam hamayim mishiyori tahira. Aval imu shoyfech aleim pam achas bevat. He holds einam tahiros. El imkin shoyfech aleim revius. So he holds that in order to be kosher, you have
What was he saying?
So this is the sheet of who? Who's saying this? This is a mayor. One more time. He disagrees. A mayor metame esedem ad sheetol imu revius. Revius. Now what does that mean? A mayor soiver, here he explains, Shanoitel shte yodov, two hands. Im hu shoifech alei mayim pa mayim. You have to pour upon your hands twice.
Im.
Only if you pour upon your hands twice. Then, hare hein tohoros. Even though there's no revius. You don't need a revius. Ella, everyone agrees to the condition that the water has to come from shiori tahara. Ella shabar mamayim shiori tahara.
Avalim
shoyfech aleim pamachas only once. Einam kairos alim keishav aleim revius. Oh, so if you want to do the one shot, gvaldik. If you want to do the one shot, that's
you have to have a revius.
If you want to go do less than a revius,
and you want to
come on, and you want to come on to the principle of shiori tahara, then you have to have Then you have to wash it twice.
Go.
If you want to use less than a revius, fine.
Go.
Next halacha. Nafal kikar shel truma l'sech hamayim shenotal b'chem esira. New halacha. Piskazu. This statement. He hemshach.
Where are you reading?
Nafal.
So we say piskazu. This doesn't say that.
Piska. Last one on the line.
I've
read it already.
I didn't hear you. Nafal kikar shel truma.
If a loaf of bread of truma falls into the water, which you wash your hands.
Okay.
I wash my hands with this water. So that was in the cleats. It's in the utensil.
So it's a problem. It's moss now because you say that
so
stuff gets into.
He hemshach liver meish im natal shtei yadav beris one like mayim nafal mayim kikar shel truma into the water fell kikar shel truma tar hakikar shel mayim atzmam tar heim ya kumay dam. The water is tar also. Hakika shamayim atzmam tar kumay yidayim. Why? He holds the water is tar. When you go wash your hands with tilas yadayim, the water is matar the yadayim. The water is tar also. The mikvah.
Rabbi Yosi
matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar.
Rabbi
Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. Rabbi Yosi matar. From one shtifa, even though it's less than, it's less than a revius. It's okay, according to Tanakama. L'shtei yadav, m'shtif achas. Let's say you wash shtei yadav, m'shtif achas. Rabbi Mitame, he disagrees with Tanakama. He holds that it's not going to work. Ad shehito revius. The case of the Mishnah is, it's ikka chosar min ha-sefer. What's missing over the Mishnah is, it's coming to clarify, the Mishnah over here is dealing with, it's less than a revius. Since Rav Meir is the first one to introduce the concept of a revius, that indicates that at the beginning of the Mishnah, we are dealing with there's less than a revius, and we're dealing with the concept of shiyori tahara. And the Tanakhama says, if you wash it with one hand, with one shtifa, that one hand is tahar, and is less than a revius, as long as it's coming from shiyori tahara. But if you wash the shtei yodav, the shtifa achas, you wash two hands from with one while washing, less than a revius, according to the Tanakhama, it's also going to be good. Only
Rabbi
Meir
say that
because that's how you have to read the Mishnah.
You have to read it out.
And Meir Mitame, no, it's Tame Ad Sheyitol Mirvius. If you're going to wash two hands with one shatifa, I hold it has to be a full revius for in order for your hands to become tar. If you want to wash with less than a revius from Shiyore Tahara, then you have to wash your hands twice.
Go.
Nafal kika shel truma into the revius. I have a whole revius. The water falls. The revius tar, because the same way a mikvah is tar, is the person goes into a mikvah. Does that affect the mikvah?
Go.
Tar. Rabbi Yosi matame the metilas yadayim. Water becomes tame when you use it, when you wash those yadayim. The water is tame. You can know that's fine. Next, nai halacha. Natal es harishayim Hamayim are Yishoyim l'makamachar. Shnaflu Hamayim l'makamachar baritz. V'yas Hashniyim l'makamachar.
Not all the Yishoyim.
I washed my hands twice, right? I washed once
no,
or twice.
No, not all the Yishoyim.
The first set of water. Hamayim are Yishoyim.
Right.
You're supposed to wash your hands twice. The first time is to mitar the yadayim, and the second time is to rinse away the water that's on your hands that became contaminated.
So
I washed the first one. The water spills to another one place. I washed to one location. L'mokim echad. Shenaflu ha'mayim l'mokim echad ba'aretz v'es ha'shnim l'mokim acher v'ha'mayim ha'shnim not l'mokim acher. V'nafal tika shal tshuma al ha'rishayim on the first water. L'mokim shenafal boi ha'mayim ha'rishayim tamei ha'kikar. Shamayim ha'rishayim tameim. If the water touches your hand, if I go and I wash my hands once, and the kikar touches my hand, the wet, the moisture on my hand, so the kikar becomes tummy, because the water that's on my hand
one
is tummy. Why? Right. Not all as how Yishayim v'Hashnim b'Makom. Let's say when I wash both waters in the same place. Shnifu Shneim b'Zeach Hazel Lo'isim b'Makom Baritz. V'Nov Alkikar Shalchum Alamayim Tamei Akikar K'Vur Hatam V'Halon L'Fishein Amayim Hashnim Mitarim Ela as Amayim Harishayim Shalgabi Yad.
Yad.
Avaloy Oisam Shalgabi Akarka. It's only Mitaya on your hand, not on the Karka.
Not
Yishayim Amayim Harishayim B'Nimsa Al Yadav Kisa Mitzray. I wash my hands with the Chatzitza. I wash my hands. And I discovered that on my hand was attached a pebble. There was something connected to my hands. Even though it's roughly, it's weak, it's roughly. Even though the dirt is loose, it's loose dirt.
The water
penetrated, there's no chatzitza. Yadav tameyais. After the achash nos nalei mayim mashlim, your hands are tomatoes. Shemayim erachoyim hayim mashlim, mitarmes amayim ashalgav yad, v'lo amayim ashalgav yakisam el etzroham. It's not. It's tummy. It's not only the water. We're not going to have one more time. Nozos yishoyim, no amayim yishoyim nimsa al the other kisam etzroham. You find kisam is a splinter or a pebble. After the shohayu from there was weak. Bob amayim, the ein kan chatzitza. More to gazach. There's no chatzitza. There's no chatzitza, but your hands, there's something else on your hands. Besides your hand, there's no chatzitza. Yod of Tmeos. After the achash nosen aleim ha-mayim, even after push, in ha-mayim ha-achroinim, hainu ha-shniim, metaharim el ha-mayim,
al-gav hayad,
the back of the hand, v'loy ha-mayim sh'al gabe kisam oitzor pebble, v'ha-mayim sh'aleim sh'nitnu machmas ha-yadayim, Choyzrim u'mitamim es hayodayim. So the water, here's the lumnus. Remember the lumnus.
The water that touched the tzor.
No, on top of the tzor. I wash my hands. So my whole hand is tar. The hand is tar. And now there's a tzor. On top of the tzor, there's water that's tame. Not only is the water that's tame on top of the tzor, my whole hand has water that's tame. I wash once.
Right.
So now the tumor in my hand has been transferred to the water. Now I take the water and I do a nochmal, a second washing. So the second washing is metaher
the water.
It's not the pshat, like I thought. People think is that when you wash a second time, it just causes that water to spill onto the floor. I always thought you wash once, the tum in the hand goes to the water.
No, absolutely.
Then I wash a second time to get rid of that water.
Absolutely not.
Arois. Aris in the basement. It's not what you're doing. When you wash a second, hear the lumbus. Right. When you wash a second time, the second washing is metahir the water.
Right.
The water can stay there. You don't have to go away. Let the water stay there. Because you can stay there. Al mekoma yenuach b'sholim. What is he doing here today?
Come on.
Let him.
He's going to curse you out again.
Let him. The water on the hands.
That's the guy curses you out.
The water on the hands, when you wash a second hand, the lumnus, I never knew this lumnus.
It's the water.
But it's only metar water on the hand. If there's a pebble,
right.
If there's a pebble and there's water on top, and I take the mayim shneim, the mayim shneim is not metaher, the water on the surface of the pebble.
Right.
So what happens now? That water on top of the pebble remains tameh, and it's touching all the other water. It contaminates it all over again.
Yes,
unbelievable. Isn't that unbelievable lumnus? So could I have come just for this? besides. Unbelievable halacha.
Natal
es hoy shoynim ha maima hoy shoynim nimsa yedo kis mit zwar afa people no shoyim for me sweet me over my can this a khasisa yes we so why afa ya khashna salema maima shnim shein ha maim ha akhrain the second word the second one kind of han shnim mitadim ela ha maim shal gav hayat the loy ha maim shal gav kis mit zwar and so what the ha maim shalem shnit mu mach masaydaim khoizrim Umitamim es hayodayim. How do you like that? So it's not because of chatzitza. You have to be very super duper careful when you wash your hands on your hands. The yesh mifarshim v'nimsa al yod kis mitzvah haynu dover chaytz. The new pshat, naya pshat. In this interpretation, the pshat is that it's a chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. It's firmly attached. V'nitil seyodayim avi. Even though shnosan al yod of maim shneim liachas shehisir es dover chaytz. And now I take it off. The case is going on. I washed the first time. I then take off the pebble. There's no chatzitza, but that part where the pebble was never was rinsed, was never washed. So now when I do the second washing for that section of the yad is really the first washing. So shehisus adavah chaytes yodav tveyos shavoloi nitar al yidei hamayim mashniim she'ein hamayim mashniim mitadim el hamayim shal gabe hayad velo hayodayim atzman. So now that part where there was a chatzitza is not going to be cleansed by the second rinsing. The second rinsing is going to have no effect upon it, so therefore my entire yad remains subtle, because in order for the tumah to remove, it has to be all one shot, everything in one shot. And there's going to be a section where there's going to be a chatzitza, then the yad, then that part is not, it remains subtle, the whole thing is subtle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Kol Shudin Bibriyas Amayim, Nu Halacha, Shniver Min Amayim, Kon Hatolayim Shamayim, Worms, Copper Cards. We have Copper Cards, Tohar. If you discover you wash with New York City water, and you discover on top of your hands there's a cup card, the second rinsing is not going to be mitaharim, is not going to be mitaher. Elamayim, the water shall gab gab hayad. Ba Rabba Nishimun Gamliel Oimer Sha'af Imnims Alaya Dabba Shum Bubiya Samayim is a chatzitza. Not a chatzitza. Yavchushim. Yavchushim is a gnat. Adumim. Vehamayim Hashniyim Mitahad Imaisam. Oh, it's Mitar. Vyesh Mifarshim Shum Bubiya Midabal Inim Chatzitza Shakol Shum Bubiya Samayim Enough Al Yidayim Mishas Nantila. So there's even one or two interpretations that if instead of it being a pebble or a splinter, you find on your hand some type of living creature which was created in the water, that creature has the status of water. So when you wash the second time, just like the water will be metahar, the water on your hands, it will also be metahar, the water that's resting upon this little creature. That little creature, because that little creature has the din of mayim, and the second interpretation is that it's not called chatzitza. The second interpretation is it's not chatzitza. Shekol shemubuyas hamayim im nafal ala yadayim b'shas netila in the chaytzeitz, because anything which is called a creation of the water is called water. And it's not a chatzitza. The same way the water is matar the yadayim, this little creature will be matar the yadayim as well. Okay, let's chaz this mishnah. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Chaz the mishnah. Natal es harishayim. The mokem acher. You pour the mayim rishayim to this mokem.
The es hashniyim mokem acher. But natal kikas shel truma al rishayim.
Hashayim tamei. Yalashniyim tohar.
Let's not
Hashem. Yes, Hashem. Welcome to one location.
Not all to Rishonim. Nimsa
yodai kis mitzvar.
Yod of tameo.
Why? And because the shayim achroinim matam elam amayim shagav ayav, but not the water on that's resting upon the shivul mitzvar. Shivul oimer kol shum b'yas amayim. If on top of your hand, it's not a kis mitzvar. Rather, it's a creature. A little creature. It's on the Gav Hayad.
It's not a little bug.
So now this Mayim Shneem is Metaher, the water on top of the bug also.
Yeah, why?
Because anything that's called Mibriya Samayim, anything that's a creation of the water, has the status of water.
Beautiful.
So therefore, the same way the water, the Mayim Shneem is Metaher, The water is mitar also the water on top.
Should be kosher to drink too.
Well, that's a shiloh. The trouble causes whatever. That's a different shiloh. Okay, we have to stop over here.
Ready?
I have to stop. Okay, we have to mishnah gimel.
We'll learn two. Three.
We'll learn today three mishnayos. A, aleph, and beis. V'achut ha-meshudah shloy b'neir yinotek. We have a 25.